all about young children, social-emotional development, expression and regulation of emotion at around 18 months of age. Expression and regulation of emotion. Examples of children communicating about and managing their feelings and behavior at around 18 months. The first video clip takes place in an outdoor play area. A toddler in his father's arms is put down. His father says goodbye and walks away. The child watches his father walk away. Another toddler standing nearby notices the father leaving and begins to cry. This child looks at the teacher as the teacher says consoling words to her. The child keeps crying, walks over to the teacher, snuggles in close, and continues to cry. After a few moments, she stops crying and the teacher puts her down. She then responds to the teacher's suggestion that she play with bubbles by saying, "Yeah." She looks in the direction the father has left and then turns her attention to the play table, takes a bubble toy from the teacher, and begins to play. The second video clip takes place in an outdoor play area where sprinklers are running. A toddler takes the teacher's hand and leads her over to the sprinkler. After watching the spraying water cautiously for a few moments, the child pulls away from the sprinkler and hugs the teacher's legs.
Pretty purple. Gold. Yeah. Here, Albert. Come here.
In the third video clip, two toddlers are playing with beaded necklaces. One child puts on a necklace and then offers a second necklace to a nearby teacher. When the teacher offers to put the necklace around the child's neck, the child says, "No, no, no," while shaking her head no. In response to the teacher saying she will put the necklace on her own wrist instead, the child nods yes. The child looks at another child, and then she responds by making a sound when the teacher says, "Here we go." The child picks up another necklace. The child looks at the necklace she's wearing and then looks and moves slightly in the direction of a nearby table with many other necklaces on it.
We're not going to eat. It's not quite time. It's not ready. Kathy has to make it. Cereal.
In the fourth video clip, a boy asks the teacher for food by saying and signing, "Eat." The teacher says to him, "Eat," and explains it's not quite time. The child then says, "Cereal," and the teacher responds by saying, "Cereal." The child says, "Cereal," again, and then says and signs, "Eat." The teacher responds by saying and signing, "Eat." The two boys start to move out of the situation. Now at the snack table, the second child asks for another piece of pizza. After being served another piece, this child asks for another piece, and the first boy offers a serving utensil to the teacher and says, "Please." The teacher looks at the child who asked for another piece and says he still has some on his plate. In response, he picks up the piece on his plate and continues eating. The first child pulls at the serving bowl and says, "Please." He points to another part of the room, and the teacher says she thinks they have more over there, too. The boy then picks up a piece, holds it toward the teacher, and says, "Bite," while the other child asks for another piece. The teacher takes the piece from the first child, thanks him, and says she'll have some in a little while. The other boy continues to seek the teacher's attention. He asks for more. The teacher uses the utensil to serve another piece on his plate. He starts to pick up that piece from the plate.
You can touch it like this. You can feel the felt. It's a train. There's a smokestack.
In the fifth video clip, one boy is sitting on a teacher's lap, and another is sitting close to them.
That made you smile.
The child on the teacher's lap rubs the raised fabric on his sweatshirt. The second boy grabs the raised fabric on the other child's sweatshirt. The teacher shows how the second boy could touch the fabric. The child touches the fabric in the manner suggested by the teacher, while the child on the teacher's lap rubs the fabric with both hands. The second child then rubs the fabric in the same way the other child did. The teacher comments that it's a train. The boy then hugs the child on the teacher's lap. That boy smiles in response. The boy gives him another hug. In the sixth video clip, three young toddlers are playing with puzzles that have pieces with large handles on them. When one of the children successfully puts a puzzle piece in place on his puzzle, he calls to the teacher off camera, "I did it!" He puts another piece in place and again tells the teacher, "I did it, Gaga!" The child to his left watches him closely. When she successfully puts a piece in her puzzle, she looks at the teacher off camera and softly claps her hands together. After putting in a second piece, she again looks at the teacher and softly claps her hands together. Parent discussion of children's expression and regulation of emotion at around 18 months.
When the other parent left, I noticed the child started screaming, which reminded me of my daughter because she doesn't scream when I just leave, but it's anybody that leaves or anybody that comes to visit and leaves out the house. She just gets so sad and she cries, or if her friend parent leaves, she cries with them. So I can relate to that a lot, the connection she has and how she feels.
Yeah. Sounds like she's really empathetic.
Mm-hmm.
That part was hard for me to watch because when I returned from maternity leave, when I went back to work, and my son had been going to preschool, but when he realized that I was going to work, all of a sudden he was crying like that little girl, and I started tearing up because that was just the most awful sound that I've heard. But then when I watched the way that the caregiver was able to redirect her and she was fine, you know, just it reassured me that, you know, that my child's providers did that with him. But still, as a parent, it's really hard to leave when your child is crying like that. And when you hear another child cry like that, it still, like, strikes a nerve, I think, to be so sad.
You know, I definitely think crying, you know, when you're leaving, it does pull on your heartstrings. You know, I think you're entrusting, you know, other people with your children and hoping that they'll be able to redirect them with the same type of love that you do with your kids when they're with you, you know. And, you know, for me personally, it's hard, you know, leaving my son with, you know, people who've been with him since he was 8, 9 months, but still, I don't feel that you're going to take care of my kid better than I will, you know.
Definitely super sweet when the little boy was hugging the other boy in the choo-choo train, because my son does that a lot. Just, but he does it with everything. He hugs his books, kisses his books. So definitely the empathy there. And in the playground, another child is crying, definitely. It's like radar. It's like, where is it? How can I, you know? So that's really beautiful. I think that aspect of showing interest in other people's feelings, you know, but specifically those feelings were like, oh, what's going on? How can I help, you know? So that's really great.
A special thanks to the programs and families without whose help this video series would not have been possible. All About Young Children is a product of the California Department of Education, developed by WestEd. Copyright 2013, California Department of Education.